the MC was actually calling Unspoken, was like, yeah, now on stage we have a group of podcasters. They thought that it was like we had, I had co-hosts. So he actually introduced us as a group, like Unspoken, the crew, welcome, and the Unspoken, the hosts, the, you said, welcome the hosts of Unspoken Podcast. And then I was there walking on stage, I was alone, and guys like, okay, where are the rest of, where the rest of the guys? Where are the rest of the guys? And I was like, okay, sorry to disappoint you guys, but I'm solo. It's me. And there's no guys. Hey, wagwan, what's up, how are you doing? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. How are y'all feeling? Are you feeling Gucci? Because I'm feeling Gucci. Welcome to this amazing episode. This is episode 138 and I'm your host, Awino Awiti. So hope you guys are well since the last episode. Oh, we need to talk about the last episode for a minute. So if you haven't watched or listened to episode 137, you are missing out. That episode just went viral on TikTok, which I didn't expect. So episode 137, I was talking about, it was about beauty standards. We were talking about beauty standards, BBLs, child-free, and why women are choosing to be child-free. Child-free, and especially that specific part, women choosing to be child-free. Oh, iliguza watu wengi. I didn't know, but it really touched a lot of people. So I like the snippets I posted on TikTok went viral. It's like almost at, when I checked it today, it was like at 230,000 views on TikTok, which is crazy. And the comments under that video are insane. I didn't expect it. I didn't know that this topic like will touch a lot of people. It's like a delicate topic and it's something that is happening right now. Women choosing to be child-free. Oh, and the comment section, baby, it's insane. You need to check out that snippet, and you need to watch that full episode on YouTube if you haven't, because you're missing out. The conversations we had. Shout out to Onika, the guest on that episode, man. Shout out to you, girl. We did something, because when I was checking out the comment section on the video on TikTok, guys were, I loved how everyone was giving their opinion. Like, the comment section was sad. It was sad. It was depressing. It was heartbreaking. There were funny comments. In fact, a lot of funny comments were there. Hey, the girlies are not playing. The girlies didn't come to play. And then the men. Hey, wanaume alikasirika. What's it though? Why are men so affect? Why does it affect men so much when women want to do what they want? Like, the men were so mad how women are now choosing to be child-free. While kwa smati, mkifika 30, y'all will regret. I saw someone say, ongeniti watiaoni. Those are, oh, it was just insane. So those are, like, no, just, I don't, just go and check out that video. It's trending, it's still trending, and it hit me that this is such a delicate topic. And I felt nice, like something that I created, people, like relating to something that I, like something we talked about on the podcast, that felt kind of validating. Yeah, that felt kind of nice. People relating to what I talked about on the pod, and then it's something that people have not spoken about so much. So I was like, yeah, that's what Unspoken is about, bringing untold stories to life. And I was even thinking, we need to do a part two on the same topic, because I feel like there's a lot. It was just a segment of the show that it needs, I feel like that topic needs a whole episode, just debunking being child-free and what it means for the future. Because, yo, hey, adulting is realizing that, yo, children, some people say children are a liability. And but me, I didn't say I don't want kids. I just said I'm not ready for kids. I don't want to talk about the episode here because I don't want to give you spoilers. If you haven't listened to that episode, you are missing out. Go and check it out on TikTok. Amen. Your video, amen. And I'm loving it. But yeah, that's what's up. So actually, that part of that episode really inspired this episode, how people are not doing what has been conventional. How, especially women are now forging their own paths. Women are doing things that are unconventional. Women are doing things that the society doesn't expect. You remember when you're growing up, the society used to, there was a norm the society taught us that the thing, there was a norm we were taught to follow from the society. Where as a girl, as a lady, you are to grow up, go to school, finish school, graduate, get a nice job, then find a man who will marry you, then have kids with him, give him kids rather. Yeah, that was what society has taught us to. That's the path the society has taught us that we're supposed to follow. But now, this generation, women are doing unconventional things. Women are choosing themselves. Women are forging their own paths. Women are doing what makes them happy. And it kind of hurts men. Wanaume wanaskia vibaya. Like, they're not used to such this generation. Hata kwa hiyo video I said, kuna belu mpya wasichana. Girlies who are choosing themselves, girlies who are trailblazers, girlies who are forging paths that have never been there before, things that have never existed before, girlies who are doing things that have never existed before, girlies who are being trailblazers. And I want to talk about being a trailblazer today on this episode and how forging your own path can just be the best thing that you can do to your life, man. That can just be the best thing you can do to your life. Because I'm a trailblazer. I can confidently say I'm a trailblazer. Actually, last week, if you remember the last episode, how I was telling you guys about doing it scared, how I was so scared to go to Podfest, how I didn't know what to expect, how I was doubting myself. I was actually battling imposter syndrome because I was like, will I get the best reception from the audience? I was so scared I was going to freeze on stage because it was my first time taking the podcast live on stage. And why I say I'm a trailblazer is because I actually did a solo live podcast show. Ask about me. Ask about me. Have you ever seen someone do a solo live podcast show? Never. Even when I went to stage, when the MC was actually calling Unspoken, was like, yeah, now on stage we have a group of podcasters. They thought that it was I had co-hosts. So he actually introduced us as a group, like Unspoken, the crew, welcome, and the Unspoken, the hosts. You said, welcome the hosts of Unspoken podcast. And then I was there walking on stage. I was alone, and guys were like, okay, where are the rest? Where the rest of the guys? Where the rest of the guys? And I was like, okay, sorry to disappoint you guys, but I'm solo. It's me. And there's no guys. And guys are like, oh, that was, I've never seen someone do a solo live podcast show, especially in Kenya. I may have not, maybe they have done, but I've not seen or heard about them, but I have never seen, and the crowd they had never seen. So I can call myself a trailblazer, and I killed it, guys. You remember how I was telling you guys I'm a trailblazer? I was scared. Actually, the moment I stepped on that stage and held the mic, all the fear was gone. I was just in the moment, and that actually happens to me. I'll always overthink something, but the moment I just step into doing it, the moment I picked the microphone, all fear was gone, and I killed it. Oh my God, I killed it. I'm still trying to put together the show and see if I can put my entire set on YouTube. I'm still trying to find the pieces. But if I manage to put it together, it just might be on YouTube. But if you missed it, sorry to disappoint you, but I killed the show. So today we're talking about being a trailblazer, and what does being a trailblazer really mean? Because maybe someone over here is listening and trailblazer. So being a trailblazer means being a pioneer. Being a pioneer, being someone who is the first to do something new, creating a new path or discovering something in a particular field. Maybe science, maybe art or business. So that's what being a trailblazer is. So in whatever you're doing, this episode, I want to encourage us to be trailblazers, man. Especially this thing about following the society, following the norms. Times are changing, man. Forge your own path. And why does forging your own path, why is it important? It's because it's both exciting and terrifying. People often think it's glamorous, but it often involves a lot of solitude. Especially, you see, I'm going to be using my story as an example because it often involves solitude. Because when I was preparing for Podfest, I had to do it alone. I was preparing, I wrote my entire piece alone. I didn't have anyone to consult with. I didn't have like friends to, tell them at come and let's do the shows. Like, this is me. I'm going to die alone. I'm going to die. I've been hosting this podcast solo for how many years now? It's almost 5 years. So what's a solo live show? So sometimes it's not glamorous being a trailblazer, actually. Sometimes it involves taking parts alone, being it involves solitude, it involves resistance, and it involves actually a lot of risk taking, because you're solo, you don't have anyone to discuss with. You are basically alone. So the times I've chosen the unconventional route, actually the unconventional route rather, when it comes to career, when it comes to my career, lifestyle, content, relationships, there are a lot of times the podcast issue, let's use that, because that was a profound moment for me, being on stage alone and then killing it. You know, you can be on stage alone and then you don't kill it. You do your own stuff, ubambi wasu, but being on that stage and then delivering what I was supposed to deliver, that was actually a great moment for me. The fact that I was dealing with self-doubt at first, imposter syndrome, but then actually managing to do it. I was even thinking about Oprah Winfrey's story, someone who like actually really was inspiring me when I was growing up. Oprah Winfrey, you remember when, if you followed Oprah Winfrey's story, she was fired from her first TV job because she was told she was unfit for television. And I'm saying unfit for television with quoting marks. Yet she forged her own path and became a global media icon. So, and there's this quote she says actually that I really love. She said, "The biggest adventure you can take is to live the life of your dreams." So that means you don't have to wait for someone to hold your hand. You don't have to do what other people are doing. No one has ever done this. If I was to say, no one has ever done a solo live podcast show, who am I to think that I can pull off doing a solo live podcast show? Then I would have talked myself out of it, and I would not have managed to do that. But now, look at me, I did it. And those actually people on that crowd, some podcasters, even after the show, they were like, "Yo, you actually did a solo show on your own, a live solo show. I've never seen that." There was a girl actually, she said, I inspired her. My confidence, just me being there, that she said that it really inspired her. So just imagine if I had chickened out and I was like, no one has ever done this shit. Who am I to think I can pull this off? I wouldn't have gotten the opportunity to forge that path for that girl. Because she said she's also a solo podcaster, but she had never thought that someone could actually do a solo live podcast show. So being a trailblazer is your forging path, not only for yourself, but for others to follow. It's like you're building a legacy. You're forging a path that others in future are gonna follow. Let's take an example of Elon Musk, for example, the mindset. So we are into the mindset. We are going into the mindset of a trailblazer. Let's take an example of Elon Musk. He left the, if you follow this story, I actually follow a lot of, people inspire me, not everyone. I follow a lot of their stories. So he left behind a comfortable path to create companies people thought would fail, like Tesla and SpaceX. When I was listening to one of his interviews, when he was starting these companies, people were like, Tesla X, SpaceX, those companies, they're actually going to fail. They're not going to add up to it. Like, they're not gonna build, like, it's, they're not gonna add up to something in future. So people actually discouraged him from forming those companies. But look at him now. He's the richest man in the world, if I'm not wrong, Elon Musk. So his mindset was, take risks even when no one else believes in you. And I love that. Take risks even when no one else believes. And there's this quote, he said, when something is important enough, you do it even if the odds are not in your favor. Clock that, man. When something is important enough, you do it even if the odds are not in your favor. So you take risks, you do it. That's what being a trailblazer means. That's the mindset of a trailblazer. You take risks even when no one else believes in you. It's on you. When I said, being a trailblazer is like being on a journey of solitude. It's you on you. It's on you to take you where you want to be. I always say that. And that should be another unspoken quote. It's on you to take you where you want to go. It's on you. I'm writing it down. It's on you to take you where you want to go. So yeah, that's Elon. So if he had not believed in himself, look at the guy. He bought Twitter and changed it to X. Literally, he changed the name. He bought it. He was rich enough to buy an entire company and change the name. That's what being a trailblazer means. And now he's inspired a lot of people who want to even start companies, who have startups, building startups. He's inspired a lot of people. So that's what it means to be a trailblazer. Of course, there are a lot of challenges. With everything good comes challenges, comes pushbacks. People are not going to understand your choices, especially your friends and family. When you're a trailblazer, people are not going to understand your choices. What are you sasa ude? Anadu. And then this is saying that atatoka block na kitu anafanya. And then this is saying the unique ones that they'll say, ati unajionanga, ati unajionanga umefika, ati unajionanga uko different from us. People actually hate people who see themselves as different. When people hate you for being different, clock that shit. In fact, continue being different. Because that means you're onto something. That means you're onto something. Because the society, we tend to live. And that is something we really need to unlearn. I keep saying this all the time. Society. I blame society. Actually, 90% of things we do, I blame society. Because society has... We've grown up in a society where there's a script we need to follow on how our lives should be. The school, career, the marriage, the kids. There's that script the society has taught us to follow. And I love when someone goes out of the script. Has form, in fact, write your own script. Write your own script. Like I always say, life didn't come with a menu. Life didn't come with a script. Where will you go? Look at what in the script. This is your life. To make a movie. This is how your life is going to pan out. And you have to follow the script to the latter. There is no life with a script. No one's life came with a script. You have your own unique script. In fact, the moment you're born, you write your own script. You have the power to write your own story. And that's what it means to be a trailblazer. People are not going to understand your choices. You go out of the script. You do what you want, what makes you happy, what you feel like you're meant to be doing. So, and you have to make a lot of sacrifices, especially when your family and friends, of course, they're not going to understand. When your family and friends don't understand your choices, you know, you can feel a bit discouraged emotionally. And then you're like, you start doubting yourself. You start battling imposter syndrome. I'm like, now, if no one's gonna like, am I really doing this? Am I really on the right path? You're gonna fight a lot of those stuff. But at the moment, you understand failure and rejection are part of the process and are part of your journey and are part of the things you say you do it scared. We've talked about doing epic shit on this episode, bro. This is what I'm talking about. For you to be a trailblazer, you gotta do epic shit, man. You can't be a trailblazer and you're doing normal things. The things people have done. Basically, being a trailblazer means you're forging a new path, a path that no one has ever taken before. So you gotta do epic shit for you to be a trailblazer. You gotta put yourself out there. And there are gonna be wins, and lessons along the way. There are gonna be little victories that confirm you're on the right path. Like me the other day, Podfest, my performance, it was nice. I would say my performance was the best, but I don't wanna say that. Because I was among the performers, unless the audience says. But when I look at how the audience reacted, I can say I did well, not even pretty well. Actually, I was outstanding. So, and they're gonna be little victories. So that was a little victory. I'll say a big victory that confirmed I'm on the right path. Like when that day ended, Podfest, and when I left the stage, it hit me like, yo. I was born for this. I was just telling myself, sis, you are born for this. You are born for the mic. You are on the right path because of just how I felt after being on that stage and conquering my fear. So opportunities can come and you'll get those opportunities, such opportunities, because you dared to be different, because you are resilient. By the way, trailblazers, you have to be resilient. For you to be a trailblazer, you have to be resilient. You have to learn to keep moving forward even when unsure. You have to just push yourself, man, because you're forging a path no one has ever been on. You don't have any mentor. And that's why I say There's another reason I say I'm a trailblazer, because when I started this pod as a solo podcaster, I didn't have like a blueprint. I didn't have like a mentor, someone to hold my hand when I started my podcasting journey. So I was just moving unsure. Okay, let me release an episode today. Okay, I'm going to be releasing episodes Monday, Wednesday. Okay, let me change. I'm going to be releasing episodes Monday, Friday. Okay, I'm going to do this. So it's just me making decisions. And sure, just moving forward, man, whatever it takes to go forward, whatever it takes to just push forward. And that's what it means to be a trailblazer. You are forging paths that have never been forged. And let me tell you one thing. Being a trailblazer means you're building a legacy. Let me give you a story. My story. I'm going to be giving my story because I don't know about other people. So the year was 2023. I was still living in Kisumu, hadn't moved to Nairobi. So I traveled from Kisumu to Nairobi to attend the APVA Awards. If you remember clearly, if you are an avid speaker, you know when I was nominated for my first award, African Podcast and Voice Awards, my first nomination ever, was in 2023. So the awards was happening in Nairobi, and I was still living in Kisumu. So I had to travel all the way from Kisumu to come to Nairobi to attend the event. So when I was attending the event, we were having like a panel discussion before the award ceremony started. And I asked a question. That time I was so hungry, podcasting. I didn't know like what I was so hungry, but then I didn't know how podcasting industry works really well at the time. So I was asking a question. The panel discussions had like Ben Psycho, if you know Ben Psycho from the Joyride podcast, and a few other people who like are big names in the podcasting industry. So I asked a question. I remember introducing myself. Hi, my name is Owiti. I'm a podcaster from Kisumu. The moment I said a podcaster from Kisumu, all eyes were on me. Literally, all eyes were coming to fuck. Literally, like everyone was looking at me. Okay, who's this girl? Because I was the only one who was there and I was not from Nairobi. So I was like, who's this girl? Na ametoka Kisumu, ana dunini hapa. Like, who's ni nani? That already had people, I caught the attention of people, because who's this girl and who does she think she is? She's coming all the way from Kisumu and she's here. She's confident. She wants to ask questions. Who is this? So I asked her a question. So immediately I said, I'm a podcaster from Kisumu. All eyes, literally. Like the room was silent and everyone wanted to hear what I wanted to ask. So I was asking, oh, my name is Awiti. I'm a podcaster from Kisumu. And I've been really struggling with pushing my podcast, pushing my podcast to the right audience. Because in Kisumu, literally, I can literally say I was the first podcaster in Kisumu. Not sure, because I don't know what if there was a podcast that started before me. But what I'm sure about, I was the first podcaster in Maseno Uni, where I studied. So in Kisumu, when I started, I didn't have a mentor. I later made friends. In fact, after winning that award, that's when many podcasters from Kisumu knew me. And that's when I actually made friends who are podcasters. Immediately after that award, I made a lot of friends. So that's all people like, okay, so are there other podcasters in Kisumu? So at the time, I didn't actually know any other podcasters. Apart from after school, the people who started their podcast, now we are friends. So yeah, quick one. So I asked the question. I'm from Kisumu, I'm a podcaster, but I don't know how to get my audience. I don't even know how to pitch to brands, because the brands I've managed to pitch to in Kisumu, they actually don't even know what a podcast is. That time I was pitching to brands. By the time I've finished pitching, the first question they'll ask me, so what is a podcast? And then my heart will just sink. So I was just wasting my time when I was writing this proposal. Because the people I was pitching to, they literally don't even know what a podcast is. So I had to start explaining what a podcast is. So if just imagine, I won't get that. I won't get the deal, because who will give you money and they don't even know what you're doing? They don't even understand what you're doing. So that was a big struggle. So when I asked that question, Ben Psycho answered it and said, that's interesting. That's interesting. In fact, he's the first person who called me a trailblazer, and it stuck with me till today. He told me, there's something there. He told me there's something you're doing. The fact that you came all the way from Kisumu to attend this award show, the fact that you're pitching to people who don't actually know what a podcast is, that means you're forging a path. That means you're a trailblazer. You're doing things that have not someone has not done, especially from where you come from. These people don't know these things. So you're the one who's going to have to teach them. You're the one who's going to have to sit down with those people and tell them, okay, this is what a podcast means. And this is what Unspoken, this is what I do. So he told me that you're a trailblazer. And you're going to last here for a long while because, yeah, trailblazer. He actually encouraged me and told me, don't give up. As much as you're going to be pitching to people and they don't understand what you're doing, keep pitching, keep telling them what you're doing, keep pushing your brand, because you're forming, you're doing something that no one has ever done. So, and yeah, that's trailblazing. So he was actually the first person who shed the light on that. So yeah, that's my story. I hope you guys are actually understanding what I'm saying. When I say we need to forge paths, you need to forge your own path. Stop doing. Gone are the days. We are breaking generational curses. Gone are the days when we will do things that, especially our generation, the Gen Z, we are different. Gone are the days when we will do things that are the norm, things that we're expected to be doing. Do forge your own path. Do things that make you happy. Do things that pour into you. Do things that inspire you. I wanted to give Rihanna as an example. Bad girl Riri, I wanted to give her as an example. So Rihanna, we all know her. Who doesn't know Rihanna, to be honest? So Rihanna is a wild, is a big pop star. But then look at what Rihanna did. Rihanna, she has music. Rihanna is basically someone who can say she can survive on music, because her music is big. Rihanna ni mtu akirelease album leo, inapita million streams, because she has a big audience. She's a world pop star, recognized. So Rihanna didn't stop doing music and went and created a beauty brand, called it Fenty Beauty. And it's a brand, and she created it despite there being many beauty brands. I was listening to there's a comment section someone said, I'm not sure if it's really true, but someone said, when she started a beauty brand, like, she felt like other people did not encourage her as much, because she was like, they were telling her, girl, you are a pop star, you are a big musician, why go for beauty? There are a lot of beauty brands over here. What makes you think that people are gonna want to buy from your beauty brand? But then Rihanna was like, man, I'm gonna do whatever I wanna do. So she started Fenty Beauty, and look at Fenty Beauty now. Look at Fenty Beauty. And then I like how she has managed to do it in her own way, with her own makeup lines. Like, she has managed to bring in, like, how the brand has been able to grow. Rihanna is like one of my mentors, and I say, like, she's one of my mentors because of how she's managed to become a billionaire. With her, like, she's business minded. She has a mind for business. She knows how to do business and make billions from it. So that's why she's actually my mentor. How she managed to not let just herself, not let just music define her. Like, oh, I'm a musician, I'm gonna just be a musician for life. She diversed. She went into beauty and actually become a billionaire from beauty, which is crazy. So do not listen to people. Hey, sometimes the risk you take creates space for millions of others. You can employ people, the risk you take. Wanasimanga, no risk, no reward. So that means if you risk it, you're going to be rewarded. So you can create spaces for millions of people. You can do a lot of things for me. You can open the way for millions of people to follow. And they're like, ah. So this girl did it. People will be like, this girl did it. Why shouldn't I do it if she did it? So yeah, being a trailblazer, you create space for millions of people. Another story, another inspiration. Today is just me just giving you stories from my role model. So this is Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry is someone he's a he. So Tyler Perry is someone that I look up to when it comes to filmmaking, because I'm a beginner when it comes to filmmaking. So I look up to Tyler Perry and his film, and how he was homeless. When I was reading actually stories, Tyler Perry was homeless while trying to stage his first plays, literally. But look at him now. He's managed to build an empire by owning his studio. Instead of waiting for people, like, he would have said that, I'll make my own movies. and they'll be produced by other companies. But then he built his own production company. He now has Tyler Perry Studios. Just look at that. So sometimes forging your own path means creating your own table, not waiting for a seat at someone else's. Oof, oof, oof. Clock that T. Should I repeat that for those at the back? So sometimes forging your own path means creating your own table, not waiting for a seat at someone else's. Which is I'm trying to combat at the table stand. Could I even nilewa that someone said, nowadays we don't wait for tables to turn. We come with our own table. We don't wait for tables to turn. You come carrying your own table. And that's what being a trailblazer in. You come your own table. You come with your own table. You create your own table. You create opportunities for yourself. And there's something I said, I was when I was meditating and just coming up with ideas, there's something I came up with. Where was it? Where did I write it? Sometimes I have a lot of ideas when I'm meditating. Ideas just come at me fast. So that I don't forget them, I try to write them. That's why I always have a notebook and a pen. That's something I wrote. There's something I came up with, which was really profound. Something that was really, 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 really profound. It has escaped me, but it's okay. I hope I remember it before the end of the episode. So I can't find where I wrote it, but I wrote it somewhere. So yeah, that's what being a trailblazer means. You create your own table. You literally forge your own path. Oh, I've remembered, thank God. So saying, if I can learn to do something, why pay someone else to do it? If I can learn to do something, why pay someone else to do it? Because if I learn to do it, that's me creating an opportunity for myself. And that's what it means to be a trailblazer. Creating an opportunity for yourself and then creating an opportunity for other people. Because once you create an opportunity for yourself, that means you've created opportunities for other people. So if I can learn to do something, that's something I'm trying to do nowadays. If I can learn to do something, why should I pay someone else to do it? Why should I do so? Like the other day, nowadays I actually get a lot of people asking me podcasting. How can I start my podcast? I get a lot of DMs. People asking me to guide them on how to do a podcast, everything and anything and everything, how to produce, editing and everything. And it got me thinking to when I started my journey. And I was telling those people, so there was this girl. She DM'd me about how she wanted to start her podcast. She doesn't know how to produce editing apps, how to distribute, a lot of shenanigans. And I was just telling her, breathe first, one step at a time, one thing at a time. Just take it easy. You can't do everything at once. So I was telling her, you first have to learn how to edit. She was telling me how she wants to go and get a studio. She wants to go and get a studio, start paying for a studio, for the studio to do all those things for her, producing, editing, because she doesn't know how to do it herself. Then I told her, no, don't waste your money on studios first, because you're starting. You don't even have an audience. So you'll be just producing, paying people to produce your podcast, and you don't even have an audience. So you're basically what I was to do. So I told her, first learn how to do those things for yourself. Don't rush to pay people to do it. Learn how to do it by yourself. Ikikushinda, if you don't manage, then okay, you can pay someone, but it's easy. I told her, first, it was just a lot of things. So I told her, first learn, if it's editing the podcast, learn, look at, try and find the easiest editing app you can navigate. Try and learn, take it easy. Try and learn. If you can do it, do it. Why pay someone else if you can do it? Create that opportunity for yourself, because skills like editing, nowadays soft skills really pay. The market is looking for a lot of soft skills. So if you have a skill in editing, production, a lot of stuff, soft skills, digital marketing, those are soft skills that you can actually monetize out here. So if you can learn how to do something by yourself, why pay someone else to do it? That is something that I came up with yesterday. So yeah, that is also how you become a trailblazer, learning how to do things on your own, by yourself. That's how trailblazers are born, because that's a journey of solitude. It's you. It's on you. Like I said, it's on you. So yeah, that's basically today's episode. I hope Sija rant sana, but it was just like something that really hit me. I'm like, yo, I need to share this with my speakers. So I hope you've learned a lot of things, not just one thing, but I hope you've learned a lot of things from this amazing episode, because the road less traveled is lonely, but it's also where history is made. Okay, that's how I'm gonna have to love and leave you over here, but I hope you've learned a lot from this episode. Remember to check out Unspoken Podcast K on YouTube. Our episodes are gonna be hot and juicy, and then also check out our social media, Unspoken Podcast K and Unspoken Stories. If you have an unspoken story we want to share with the world, yeah, you can DM me, okay, or check the Google link on this episode, the description box. Yeah, fill in the form and I'm gonna get back to you. Okay, I'm gonna have to love and leave you now, finally. Over here, I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you on the next episode. Remember, go out there and trailblaze. Adios.